Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump has set a new timeline for any potential U.S. action on Iran, which continues to exchange missile attacks with Israel. The White House says the president will make a decision within the next 2 weeks.
All of this is coming as European leaders are expecting to meet with the Iranians in Geneva. One senior official telling us the president hopes this two-week timeline will, quote, give the Iranians some room to come to their senses. But make no mistake, the president still has this high-stakes decision to make, and he's now given himself a deadline to make it.
ABC's Mary Bruce. A newer COVID-19 variant may be causing severe sore throat in some people who contract the infection. It's been nicknamed as some by razor blade throat. Former President Joe Biden, who signed the Juneteenth holiday into law, is in Galveston, Texas for a Juneteenth evening service hosted by Reedy Chapel AME Church. President Trump today complaining on social media there are too many non-working holidays in America. This is ABC News. Concern is growing on the Korean Peninsula after North Korea launched more than a dozen rockets. South Korea's Ministry of Defense says North Korea fired the rockets from an area just north of Pyongyang into the Yellow Sea this morning. U.S. and South Korean intelligence officials are analyzing the launches. North Korea is banned by U.N. Security Council resolutions from using ballistic missiles. It's the latest in a series of incidents for SpaceX, its Starship rocket exploding in Texas during a test.
SpaceX posting on X, the Starship preparing for the 10th flight test experienced a major anomaly while on a test stand, and all personnel are safe and accounted for. The Starship is crucial to SpaceX plans to eventually send humans to Mars. For his part, SpaceX owner Elon Musk posting on X, his social media website, quote, just a scratch. Zoreen Shah, ABC News, Los Angeles.
And I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Matt and Air on Air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, do we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels, or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma. If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matt and Air on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Todd Michaels joins us now.
I have to give a shout out to Oshkosh. It's a very underrated city.
There was also a restaurant there I really liked. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, Vitaly's was great. I may have gone to like a prom dinner there or something like that back in my day too, Pete.
A little calzone before you tear it up in the dance floor.
Yeah, there's nothing better than wearing a tuxedo and a little calzone in your cummerbund.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. A great day today at Wrigley Field where the wind was blowing out and the Brewers taking advantage. An 8-7 win from Milwaukee over the Cubs at the friendly confines. Three home runs today by the crew. Reese Hoskins, Caleb Durbin, and Isaac Collins getting his fourth home run of the season. Drama in the ninth. Closer Trevor McGill on the mound and some very poor calls on some pitches that should have been called strikes. Pat Murphy visibly upset from the dugout. McGill managed to get out of the inning with one strikeout and getting the Cubs' Seiya Suzuki to hit into a double play. Trevor McGill with his 16th save of the season. Pat Murphy after the win.
Great opportunity for our young guys to then face the great Cubs team coming back and breathing down our necks right to the very end. So it gets pretty emotional.
What do you think of the way Trevor specifically responded?
I thought Trevor's been great, man. This guy's underrated. Trevor's been great.
Up next, the Brewers head to Minnesota for a weekend series against the Twins with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwalbe. The Bruce Springsteen biopic Deliver Me From Nowhere inches ever closer to being released. Jeremy Allen White plays the boss and has gotten high praise after sneak peeks. The cast also includes Jeremy Strong, who plays John Landau, Springsteen's longtime manager, and Stephen Graham as Bruce's father, Doug. According to Variety, the trailer is now available to view on YouTube. Deliver Me From Nowhere tells the story of the time in the boss's career when he took a break from touring and made the Nebraska album. The film hits theaters October 24th. Ted Danson says when he gave advice or predicted predicted things while he was on Cheers, he was often completely wrong. One of his big miscues was predicting that Shelley Long was not at all right for the role of Diane Chambers. Danson told the story to Andy Richter during an episode of the Where Everybody Knows Your Name podcast that he does with Woody Harrelson. Not only was she right for the role, Long went on to garner 5 Emmy nominations, and Danson, although they had differences at times, said no one could have done it better. From our Showbiz Fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms, and some could be strong with pockets of heavy rainfall. Lows mid-60s. Turning partly sunny tomorrow, warm and humid with highs in the mid-80s. Extreme heat watch this weekend. Steamy highs in the low 90s. Right now it's 80.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area will be here to recap all of the week's news. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut. He need cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadigi, to all my friends and relatives in 4 directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events, and as you know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. Say, I just, we got Bob Blake coming on later, and Wendy Pilot, Sacred Animal portion. I'm kind of running solo right now. I just wanted to talk a little bit before, we also have Governor Evers on too, and I just wanted to talk a little bit before Governor Evers came on, and with his weekly report, and we really appreciate that from the great state of Wisconsin, Governor Evers. Last night we were at the state capitol, Wendy and I, and we were definitely, you know, mournful with the thousands of people that were at the capitol for Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband and her dog that were assassinated this weekend. So it's really hard for us to really put any words to it. But it was a double-edged sword. It was good to see people that were in mourning with us, and it was good to see everybody that. That was there, and Wendy and I ran into listeners, and of course we saw State Senator Mary Kunish, of course, was there and gave us a big hug, and Heather Keeler, the Lieutenant Governor, the Governor and his wife, and all these people that were there mourning with us, Wendy, and hey. I know you're not coming on until the 4th segment, but thanks for jumping on here.
Yeah, last night was really a very somber candlelight vigil at our Minnesota Capitol for House Speaker Melissa Hortman, her husband, Mark, you know, and they didn't say anything again about their dog, Gilbert, but I just have to say, you know, the dog also. You know, they were tragically murdered, and last night was really a beautiful ceremony. There wasn't anybody there who was speaking. There wasn't anybody, there wasn't any, you know, agenda, but there was beautiful music, and really the Minnesota Orchestra was there playing.
Yeah,
it was really nice. And then after the Minnesota Orchestra played, we had the Native American drummers and singers, and that was really something. You know, people were smudging. It was really a beautiful, I don't know if I want to say ceremony, but it was.
Yeah,
it was a ceremony.
I think it was a memorial,
mm-hmm.
and people were able to candlelight vigil, where people were able
yeah.
to hug people because of all the things that we were going through.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I appreciate you jumping on, Wendy, and I got an update from Governor Evers I wanted to play.
Oh, yeah,
and why don't we do that real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Here's Governor Evers from the great state of
Wisconsin.
Air Native Roots Radio, Governor Tony Evers here with my weekly update. Hey there, folks. Governor Tony Evers here. June is Home Ownership Month here in Wisconsin. Folks, the need for affordable housing is one of the issues I hear most about everywhere I go. Affordable housing is an issue that connects the dots between some of the most pressing challenges facing our state today. From giving our kids the stability to bring their best selves to the classrooms to ensuring that workers can live in the communities that they work in, affordable housing is essential. Simply put, expanding access to safe, stable, and affordable housing supports our kids and families, bolsters our workforce and economy, and ensures our communities continue to thrive. My administration and I have worked hard to expand access to affordable housing for workers and families across our state. And I was proud to sign a budget 2 years ago that made the largest investment in workforce housing in our state's history, with a $525 million investment. With these funds, we launched 3 new innovative programs, and so far we're helping build about 1,000 new affordable housing units from Hayward to Milwaukee. Folks, that's great news, but we still have more work to do. That's why I propose measures to improve our affordable housing programs to make sure they're effective and we can get money into the hands of local leaders who can use them. And we're working to double the resources available through the State Housing Tax Credits Program and give WETA broader financing authority. Folks, expanding access to safe, stable, and affordable housing is a key part of our work to support kids and families, strengthen our communities, and grow our state's workforce. So during Home Ownership Month and every month, we're committed to expanding access to quality, affordable housing, promoting equitable access to home ownership, and addressing homelessness issues that impact communities statewide. Thank you. Thanks for listening. Back to you, Robert, and Native Roots Radio.
Well, thank you, Governor Evers, and we really appreciate him coming on. Hey, there's Jaleesa. And one thing, Wendy, we wanted to mention before we brought Bob Blake on is we want to wish everyone a happy Juneteenth.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Juneteenth.
Right on. Hey, let's bring our friend Bob Blake on. Robert Blake, Solar Bear with the Solar News today, and kind of a somber week here. And it was reported that you were quoted in the paper today about this assassin, that you came across this assassin. But before we get too deep in it, I just want to welcome you and coming on and talking to us. It's been a very sad week in a lot of ways on Native Roots Radio, Bob. Welcome.
Yeah, you know, I mean, thoughts and prayers go out to, State Representative Melissa Hortman and her family, to John and his family. I mean, just two champions of clean energy and workforce initiatives happening in the state right now. Yeah, I mean, I think we're all just really kind of trying to work our way through this right now. It's pretty devastating. Melissa was, from the very beginning, she's been a champion for renewable energy in the state. Okay, Robert, let's put this in context. We've had so many good people in the state of Minnesota that are working towards clean energy and renewables and everything. But Melissa was one of those voices that was just really there front and center leading the charge, and she's just gonna be just really, really missed. you know, at a time when the federal government is doing everything and anything that it can do to attack clean energy right now, at a time, Robert, this is the crazy thing. At a time when we need all energy resources to be online to handle the demand of our society. I mean, Robert, I can't remember an administration that has ever attacked the American public like this one has. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, when we were little kids, Nixon and the Vietnam War was pretty close, but not when it comes to all these other things. You know, he's going to start a war now, World War III, so he doesn't get removed because he saw the millions and millions, 13 million people out there protesting him. And so these are things that are pretty frightening right now. Bob, we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to get deep in, and I appreciate you coming in on this special week of mourning, and it makes sense with all the work that you do at the Capitol and all over Turtle Island with the renewable energy. So we're here with Bob Blake and Jaleesa McKee, and later on, Wendy Pilot with her Sacred Animal section. So this is Native Roots Radio, and we'll be right back.
I'll never forget. I was driving my Sienna from Rudy Luther Toyota, and I was hit at 35 miles an hour, rear-ended square flush. If not for the structural integrity of my Sienna, I wouldn't be here right now. There's a lot I can say about Rudy Luther Toyota, about their fantastic service department and their great selection, but being able to say your car saved my life is the best endorsement I can make. Toyotas from Rudy Luther Toyota are my highest recommendation. Get one today and tell them me, Matt McNeil, told you to stop on in. Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Minnesota needs diverse teachers who represent our students and communities. Explore teaching degree options at Metro State University's Urban Education Info Session in person at the Minneapolis campus on June 24th. Metro State's programs offer pathways to bachelor's degrees designed for those committed to serving urban communities. Visit campus, get an overview of teaching programs, and meet with an advisor. Sign up at metrostate.edu/urban-teacher-program. Become a teacher. Shape the future. Metro State University.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Your heart beats for generations. Take care of it.
There's a lot that we can do to take care of ourselves. And so I think it's important to take the smaller steps and break it down into more manageable pieces, because the little steps leads to big changes.
Every beat of your heart tells a story of love, resilience, and hope. For Indigenous women, taking care of your heart means creating more moments with the ones you cherish. Let's protect that story. Learn more at hennepin.us/heart-beats.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
Hey, this portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic off of Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Oh, I love that tagline, honoring health and tradition. Hey, we're here with Jaleesa McKee and our guest, Bob Blake from Red Lake. I just had to say that one more time there, Bob. Once a show, I got to say that. But Robert Blake with Solar Bear and his nonprofit, Native Sun. And we're talking about, we're talking about a lot of things, and I really appreciate you coming on and doing the show today. It's a sad time, and we talked about that, and it's also, there's never good timing, but it's just bad timing for all this. And it was good to be there last night at the Capitol, Wendy and I, and to see all the people that were mourning and be able to hug them and do a group hug. And it's just been really hard, Bob.
Yeah, no, I totally understand, Robert. I was at the McKnight Foundation, Building Local Power had an event that I spoke at. I was on a panel this last week on Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday. Getting my days mixed up. you know, it was just great seeing everybody. Just, you know what I mean? Like just seeing our environmental justice community and mm-hmm. seeing all the folks and, you know, all of them all had a really good relationship with, you know, with Melissa and, you know, and so seeing everyone and just, you know, connecting and just, you know, hi, you know what I mean? Like, how are you doing? And you know, to all the lawmakers out there, my prayers and my thoughts and my heart is with all of you. I know it's a very scary time. You know, one of the guys that I used to do security with, you know, for Prince, you know, is a DFL contractor, you know, works for the DFL, you know, and does a lot of work for them. So, you know, my thoughts and, you know, wanted to keep him safe too. And the guys that I was able to work with and do security with, I know that they're going to be being asked a lot to do a lot, you know, in the coming months. So, yeah, this just, it's a unfortunate, I mean, events, circumstances. And I think honestly, Robert, I think the big thing that we need to dig into is just, being in community, continuing the work that, you know, Melissa and John, you know, fought so hard for to do and led by example. And, you know, I'm ready for that. And I think that the evil out there that, you know, thinks that they can scare us and that they can, you know, stop us from doing what we're doing. This only emboldens us, you know, to come together and to fight for a better world for all of us.
Exactly. And those are great words, Bob. One of the things that I wanted to point out too, is that when you said they wanted to frighten us, that was our thought of when it happened Saturday. Wendy and I still went to the Capitol when the governor and I think the state patrol canceled the event, and still there was 80,000 people there because of they didn't want to be pushed around and scared and frightened, even though that's our first inkling. So it didn't work. I feel like this is... you know, when Trump was first elected, I remember seeing a sign or a shirt or a hat that said, "Make racists afraid again." And it's the opposite now. He's emboldening these wiseacres across all of Turtle Island, these people, these racists, and all these laws that they're putting out there, too, are racist laws. And but one of the things, too, we have to say, too, Bob, is that as Native Americans, we're used to this, and this is nothing new. When somebody murdered two people and he's handcuffed and it doesn't look like a hair in his head is moved, and we have people that have parking tickets end up getting murdered by the police. I mean, there's a big, big void and a big difference there of how BIPOC people are being treated and how this guy was treated.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the support goes out to our men and women in law enforcement, you know, and they do, and they have a tough job, and they got to do it. But, you know, at the same time, though, you know, there are a lot of problems in our law enforcement, and I can clearly point to the fact of that cop that pulled up onto him. And, you know, I don't know the circumstances of it, but apparently, you know, Bolter didn't say anything to her or didn't acknowledge her. You know, it almost makes me wonder, you know, because that type of mentality in law enforcement of, you know, some of the men treating some of the women, you know, and officers of color the way they are, you know, that's got to stop. You know what I mean? Because that happens in law enforcement circles where that you know, higher than thou mentality exist, especially in your own department. And, you know, they got to communicate. They got to talk, man. They can't put race or sex, you know, into their mentality. They got to just see the badge. They got to see the uniform, and they got to serve the public. And I'm just, you know, it's those kinds of things that irk me, irritate me a little bit, because that's immediately what I thought of was, you know, yeah, you're pissed off. Yeah, you feel like you have a certain type of entitlement, and, you know, you feel like you're underpaid or whatever the disgruntled feeling of that cop, you know, cop was or whatever. But that was actually Bolter in that vehicle. You know, we've got to stop that.
Well, the other side of that, Bob, is what you're saying about supporting our police. It would have been more elected officials murdered if Brooklyn Park did not make sure that they did a welfare check on all our representatives after the first people were shot. So there is that too, right?
Yeah, there's so many Sunday morning quarterbacks there. You know what I mean? Monday morning quarterbacking, you know, would have, could have, should have. But I point to that one part right there where Bolter was in his vehicle. That cop pulled up on him, tried to talk to him. He didn't say anything. That right there, that also could have ended her life. That also could have ended that cop's life too, because I guarantee you he was ready to rock. He was ready to shoot. So, you know, it's just all in all, man, there's got to be better communication. You know, a lot of these, you know, biases that we have, especially in police departments, we need to, you know, let those go aside and think about the job that we have to do, or think about the job they have to do. But like I said, you know, law enforcement security going to be very busy, I think, across the country. And we just need to tone down the rhetoric, right? Like we need to just like come back to like a stable, like, you know, like discourse in this country, like, you know, and we need to get off of social media. And everyone out there that is on that social media, you know, that's some person in Russia, you know, antagonizing everyone, setting up pages just to get a rise out of all of you Americans out there, just to create that division. You know, one of the greatest things about our country, Robert, is the fact that we have all these different races. That's always been our greatest strength.
Yeah.
The diversity in our society, right? The diversity in our country. And, you know, the folks on the outside in these other countries, they're trying to nitpick at that. They're trying to make that our biggest weakness, and we can't let them do that, Robert.
Right. Well, and again, it's from the top down. It was reported yesterday that Trump removed the bust of Martin Luther King and brought in and replaced it with somebody that's not even from this country in the White House, Churchill. And so there's racist things happening right now from top down. I mean, it's Juneteenth today, and things like that happening in the White House, and people globbing onto that, thinking that it's okay, because the last gasp of white people leading this country is happening right now, because they said in like 30 years, brown people are going to be outnumbering the white people here, and we outnumbered them when they made contact with us in 500 years ago.
You know, and Robert, you know, it brings me back to everything, you know, my dad would say to me, my brother would say to me, hard work, you know, skills can be taught. Character, you either have it or you don't. You know what I mean? Skills can be taught, everyone. Character, you either have it or you don't. You know, I think that was an Anthony Bourdainism, if I remember correctly. But my point being, you know, Anthony Bourdain, right? Or my point to that, right? Like, we understand women are getting college degrees. They're getting better jobs. They're more independent. I understand that. People of color are getting college degrees. They're getting better jobs. I understand that. I get the gripe, but it really comes down to hard work. It comes down to working hard, to character, right? And that would be my message to everyone and to those individuals out there that our pistol.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump has set a new timeline for any potential U.S. action on Iran, which continues to exchange missile attacks with Israel. The White House says the president will make a decision within the next 2 weeks.
All of this is coming as European leaders are expecting to meet with the Iranians in Geneva. One senior official telling us the president hopes this two-week timeline will, quote, give the Iranians some room to come to their senses. But make no mistake, the president still has this high-stakes decision to make, and he's now given himself a deadline to make it.
ABC's Mary Bruce. A newer COVID-19 variant may be causing severe sore throat in some people who contract the infection. It's been nicknamed as some by razor blade throat. Former President Joe Biden, who signed the Juneteenth holiday into law, is in Galveston, Texas for a Juneteenth evening service hosted by Reedy Chapel AME Church. President Trump today complaining on social media there are too many non-working holidays in America. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Brewers win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. A great day today at Wrigley Field where the wind was blowing out and the Brewers taking advantage. An 8-7 win from Milwaukee over the Cubs at the friendly confines. Three home runs today by the crew. Rhys Hoskins, Caleb Durbin, and Isaac Collins getting his fourth home run of the season. Drama in the ninth. Closer Trevor McGill on the mound and some very poor calls on some pitches that should have been called strikes. Pat Murphy visibly upset from the dugout. McGill managed to get out of the inning with one strikeout and getting the Cubs' Seiya Suzuki to hit into a double play. Trevor McGill with his 16th save of the season. Pat Murphy after the win.
Great opportunity for our young guys to then face the great Cubs team coming back and breathing down our necks right to the very end. So it gets pretty emotional.
What did you think of the way Trevor specifically responded?
I thought Trevor's been great, man. This guy's underrated. Trevor's been great.
Up next, the Brewers head to Minnesota for a weekend series against the Twins with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sometimes superheroes need to be stuck up for when they are being bullied, at least when it comes to movies. The Marvelous Miss Maisel, also known as Rachel Brosnahan, stuck up for superhero movies. She chatted with Amanda Seyfried for an article in Interview Magazine. Both actors agreed, if an actor is going to do a superhero role, they need to own it. As opposed to what Dakota Johnson said after starring in Madam Web and basically trashing the film after it flopped at the box office. Brosnahan is set to play Lois Lane in the upcoming Superman film. As usual, there will be a battle for the top spot at the box office this coming weekend. Distribution prognosticators are predicting How to Train Your Dragon will keep the top spot after a monster opening weekend. Duking it out for the number two spot at the box office, according to Variety, will be 28 Years Later, the third installment of the 28 Days franchise, and first installment of a new trilogy and Pixar's Elio, a little bit of horror and some family-friendly fare. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms, and some could be strong with pockets of heavy rainfall. Lows mid-60s. Turning partly sunny tomorrow, warm and humid with highs in the mid-80s. Extreme heat watch this weekend. Steamy highs in the low 90s. Currently at 72 degrees.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll continue to follow the happenings in the news, and our old friend Brady Ewing, former Badger and NFL player, will be here to discuss NIL. Is it making people soft? Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Welcome back, everybody. Hey, this is Robert Pilot again, and with Bob Blake and the Solar Bear with the Solar News. Thanks for talking about some other things, but let's get back to what we love to have you on about, Bob. And there's things happening nationally about solar and credits and things like that. Let's get down to the nitty gritty here and talk about what's happening. While the whole world is going renewable, we're going back to the Stone Age here in this country, it looks like.
Yeah, I think we can clearly see where the relationship matters in Washington, right? With the relationship with the fossil fuel industry and all of the orders coming down from this administration in support of the fossil fuel industry. And, you know, just the big, beautiful bill is currently being debated right now with the, the Senate. Solar Bear submitted his comment to Senator Heinrich from New Mexico. Yeah, New Mexico Senator Heinrich.
Mm-hmm.
So he asked me to submit a comment that he wanted to talk or say onto the floor as he was fighting for different programs. One of them is the Department of Energy Loan Programs Office that is for the native loans for in native mm-hmm. countries. So everyone, Solar Bear did his best. I don't know how this is going to turn out, but I took a shot, everyone. So we'll see how it goes. But man, I got my fingers crossed for you, Senator Heinrich. But this is really, you know, really interesting, Robert, because there's so many things in here that would really just take this country backwards. Mm. And, you know, this big, beautiful bill is actually big and terrible. And yeah. a lot of this money is going to go to rich people. And so for all of you that are listening right now, you're not going to get a tax break. But anyone making over, you know, $100 million is going to get a tax break. And so, I mean, I think we need to reconsider, you know, when we go to the polls, Robert, who are we voting for and what are we voting for? You know what I mean? And if you look at this bill, I mean, 600 gigawatts is just a basic number. And they're trying to be conservative here of projects that won't get off the ground because of this bill. 600 gigawatts, everyone, that's a lot of solar. That's a lot of renewable energy that could decrease our reliance on fossil fuels, decrease, greenhouse gas emissions. And more importantly, give us time to try and figure this out so we can save this planet. So everyone, if self-preservation is something that's important to you, which I think it should be, then, you know, you're going to pay attention to all this because this is what's happening right now up in the Senate. So let your senators know, let the folks in Congress know that, you know, you are not in support of this. And all the jobs, Robert, that are going to be lost from this. Cheap yeah. energy drives innovation. Cheap energy drives the economy. We have known this for years here in America. And now that we are going to be getting rid of all this cheap energy, that is going to make a very, very big problem for our industries, for our companies, for the jobs here in America, for this country to be competitive. So everyone, this isn't a Republican or Democratic issue. This is a bipartisan issue. And this is all about what are we going to do to keep our country strong and competitive in the future. And like I said, Robert, I'll say it again, never seen an administration attack the American public like I've seen this one do. It's incredible. It's just unheard of.
Yeah, you have to wonder the 30% that are still holding on to, you know, Trump is great and Biden's bad and Hillary's emails, still to this day, that's all they got. And it's really interesting to see in social media the pushback why, you know, he's got 8,000 people showing up to a parade and we have 13 million going against him on his birthday across Turtle Island. It's amazing. But again, the native people have gone through this before. We go through this all the time. So we are the experts on resisting, I believe. And with your work, it's still going to be ready when this breaks out, whether it's 2 years in the next election or something happens beforehand. We're ready to jump back in and take what's ours in a big sense, because we talked a couple of years ago how this new energy could be such a breakthrough for tribal nations and their own sovereign economy, and now it's being derailed in a real bad way, like you said.
Well, yeah, and that's why I offered that that testimony to Senator Heinrich when he asked for it. So I hope that continues to be a program that stays in there. Obviously we've got some people that are fighting for it. I think also too, Robert, just knowing that, this is still the future. This is a bad time. We're going to get through this, people. But it's going to take all of us, and we're all going to have to show up at the polls. We're all going to just have to vote for what is right. And I think also, too, that we really need to open up those dialogues with one another again. We need to be able to be civil again. And Robert, like you said, we as Native people, we've always dealt with this. We'll continue to lead by example. We'll continue to move forward. Solar Bear, we've got tons of work, by the way. I'm busy. My company is busy. Native Sun, my nonprofit, we're busy. We've got tons of work to do. So, this is not stopping. The thing is, Robert, it's like Washington is like this really huge, gigantic ship. You just can't turn it, right? And you just can't turn it with like a bunch of executive orders. Like, that's not how it works. And Let's be honest, next November, this guy's a two-year president. Because next year we see the wave forming right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, these Democrats are getting voted in Republican areas. This is going to happen. And you know what? That's because we as Americans, we have these truth values that, we want the best for our neighbor. We want the best for our community. At the end of the day, we know that we still love baseball. We still love apple pie. We still love going to our parades and sharing those common things that we've always shared. And I honestly believe that, Robert, that the good of the American people is going to win out in the end. And that's why I'm continuously trying to push. That's why we need people like Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanigan, our Senator Flanigan, and Senator Peggy Flanigan. We need to continue to move forward and to support those that are going to continue the mission of Melissa, John, and everybody else that have fought so hard and have given so much to this.
Yeah, absolutely. And those are good words. And it's not too soon to talk about the next election because, there's going to be, let's just flash back to 2020 where Trump has never said that he lost that election. So there's going to be funny business that the country cannot stand for. And has to be awake. And I know a lot of people that voted for him for whatever reason are really regretting it. And those are the things we got to get the other 30 million people engaged that didn't vote. They talk like Trump has a mandate, but he's only got 25% of the country that's behind him. The other percentage didn't vote for him, and the other percentage didn't vote at all. So we have to really get our relatives out there again in big numbers.
October 1st, starts the new fiscal year for the federal government, there's going to be some programs that are going to be cut. I'm sorry, Americans, you're going to feel the pain. You're going to understand it. It's going to get really real, very real, real quick. And so, you know, that's the horizon over the above. And he can go ahead and try to put up all the fireworks and everything else that he's trying to do to take away from what's important. But those real programs that support Americans are going to hit the average voter out there, the average person out there. And they're going to see exactly what we've been talking about, Robert. And that's why I say every chance I get, I'm going to be over here waving the flag for Peggy. I'm going to be saying, vote Democrat, vote the right way next time, because we really got to win this next election.
And you got to pull out your old Resist T-shirt again. Oh, wow.
Exactly. We need to go out and give some more Resist T-shirts away.
Exactly. Well, Bob, any last moments here? I know you really appreciate you being on this long on the show and talking these good words. It's really been special. And I just want to back up too. We got 2 minutes left, and I want to talk a little bit about your brother and how we respect the 99% of the police out there. It's a few bad ones and people like ICE that don't have their names on and are covering their face. If the Minneapolis Police Department did that, they'd be in trouble. But these ICE people are running around anonymous doing things.
Yeah, you know, and I'm no bigger supporter of law enforcement than me, you know, in my family. But bigger critic probably too either, because I know too much. I know too much about the other side. So, you know, but also at the same time though, you know, we've got our bad apples in every society, every job, you know what I mean?
Yep.
But I just think that what we need to do is we need to continue to support everyone, get us through this rough time, and really come together and really, you know, we've got some social problems. Well, they need a social movement, Robert. We need to create the social movement to fix those social problems. So, Solar Bear is going to keep on fighting. Native Son's going to keep on fighting. And Solar, and thanks, Robert, for having me. Good.
Yeah, thank you so much, Bob Blake. I really, really appreciate you and your family and the work you do. A big peeny geegy for being on Native Roots Radio. Hey, up next, we got Wendy with our sacred animal portion of the show, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio, Jaleesa. Ho-wa.
Stay with us.
Right on. This is Native Roots Radio.
Your heart beats for generations.
Your heart is so many things. It beats all the time, and it works very hard to keep you moving through your day, keeping your thoughts clear. It's the most important organ in your body.
Every beat of your heart tells a story of love, resilience, and hope. Taking care of your heart means creating more moments with the ones you cherish. Learn more at hennepin.us/heart-beats. That's hennepin.us/heart-beats.
Do you have a personal financial goal like buying a car, starting a business, saving for college, or investing for retirement? Whatever your goal is, you need a plan. It might seem overwhelming, but like physical fitness, you can gradually improve your financial health step by step. Start by creating a spending plan, improving your credit score, opening a bank account, or finding a trusted advisor. Not sure where to start? Visit mn.gov/commerce/money for more.
Support for Native Roots Radio comes from the Walker Art Center, an art space that's more than the spoon and cherry. Galleries celebrate contemporary visual art, including indigenous artists like Edgar Heapa Birds, Cheyenne and Arapaho Nation, and Jim Demeny, Ojibwe. Additional screen in the cinema, and performances are shown on stage. Free every Thursday night and free every day for members and citizens of tribal nations. Learn more at walkerart.org. Again, that's walkerart.org.
Signing up for $1 bus and train rides with the Transit Assistance Program, or TAP, is quick and easy. Do it straight from your computer or phone by uploading one of the pre-approved documents listed at metrotransit.org/TAP, along with a copy of your ID. We'll mail you 2 go-card with a full year of discounted rides. For questions or translation help, call 612-373-3000. 3333. 612-373-3333.
Hi, this is Governor Walz. Thank you for listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back, everyone. Let's do a big haul for our wolves out there, Wendy. Let's
protect our wolves and say no to the hunt.
No! To any hunt, right? Jeez. Wow. Hey, that was some powerful words from Bob Blake. We really appreciate him being on the show, as always. And Wendy, I want to introduce my awesome and beautiful wife, Wendy. Wendy's been an animal advocate for many years, and she has talked about animal issues for 9 years on Native Roots Radio. And take it away, Wendy.
Yes. Hi, everybody. My name is Hanajihihani. That means cares for them. And I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajingo, which means walks on white clouds. I am a policy volunteer for Humane World for Animals, formerly known as the Humane Society of the United States. And I work on animal issues at the local and state level. And it's always my pleasure to do that. We are having a heat wave. We are having a heat wave. The next couple of days is going to be really crazy here in St. Paul, Minnesota alone. Today we're up to 86 already, Friday 84, Saturday 94, Sunday 95. I just want to give a shout out and a reminder for everyone to just please put a little pan of water in your backyard in the shade for our little critters out there. I know we have so many animals that come to our yard for shade, for water, for food, for all kinds of stuff. So if you could help out our wildlife, that'd be great. I've seen a couple of videos online. One particularly, I'm sure you could look it up. It's a squirrel kind of begging a man holding a water bottle for water, and he's scratching at his leg, and it's very cute, and it's very sad. It's a little pathetic, but the man realized that, oh, the squirrel's, you know, thirsty, so he hands the squirrel and kind of pours it, and the squirrel is drinking the water like crazy because he's so thirsty. So just put a pan of water out, you know.
We have a pan. And matter of fact, you have a heated pan for the winter. Oh, wow.
I know. We have a pan, and we have two bird baths, and I put little pans out that have rocks in it with just a little bit of water so that our bees can come in and take a drink, too, and not fall in the water and drown.
We have three bird baths.
I know. Okay.
Not two.
All right. So, you know, I'm a policy volunteer for Humane World for Animals, and I'm so happy about this news I'm about to tell you, because these are the kind of things that as a policy volunteer, we do for Humane World for Animals. And right now, I want to thank the city of Shoreview, Minnesota, the local government, for your willingness to be proactive by putting a humane pet store ordinance in place in the event a pet store disowns up. So we're really excited about this. This would allow any future pet stores to partner with local shelters and rescues to host adoption days, but they will not be able to sell puppies or kittens from breeders or puppy mills. So we're really happy. And Shoreview is the 13th city in Minnesota who has this ordinance in place. So they join Roseville, Eden Prairie, St. Paul, Carver, Cloquet, Minneapolis, Coon Rapids, Columbia Heights, Maple Grove, Oak Grove, Edina, and Osseo. So I just want to talk about that for a minute.
Wow,
so
that's
awesome. We're getting there. We really are. It's 13 cities. You know, when I started with the Humane Society of the United States, I can't even remember how many years ago. I'm going to just say 15 years ago, we worked on our first pet store ordinance, and now we have 13. So that's like really, really awesome. And I'm really excited about it. We're trying to get this to pass statewide. And there are some states, California has one, and I should have looked them up. I don't have them offhand, but there are some states that have the statewide ban on this. And I'm going to,
awesome.
Yeah, I want to talk about what it is in case somebody doesn't know what this is. So A pet humane pet store ordinance says that a pet store cannot sell dogs and cats who originate from a puppy mill or a breeder. And we all we've talked about this. I've been talking about this for 9 years on the radio. Specifically, a puppy mill is a place where, you know, dogs and cats are kept in cages and they're bred over and over again, and their puppies are sold to pet stores or on the internet. I want to say this, that there are a few, and it's, I want to say few with capital letters, F-E-W, capital letters, mm-hmm. breeders out there who are responsible, and the responsible breeders would not ever sell their dogs or their puppies to a pet store to be sold. They want to meet the people. They want to make sure it's a good fit. They want you to sign a contract saying that at any time you do not want your dog or cat anymore, they want that animal back, and mm-hmm. they do not want the animal to end up in a shelter.
Right.
And these puppy mills are horrific places, like I've talked about for 9 years. Our dog Gracie was in a puppy mill, and she was in a indoor facility where an automatic feeder would feed her. And someone once a week would come in and refill the feeder and fill her water. She had no socialization. She didn't see the light of day. She never walked on the floor or the grass. And she was bred over and over again. She was a little white Maltese puppy. And her puppies were sold to pet stores and online. So, and she, when we got her, she was literally a shell of a dog, right, Robert? I mean, she didn't know how to walk on grass. No. She didn't know.
You'd pick her up and she'd just lean against you and sigh.
She would just like melt into you because she didn't know what was going to happen. She was really, really afraid. The other thing that they do with the puppy mills, which is really horrid, is that to clean the cages, you know, they're just on these wire mesh cages, and these poor dogs have really bad problems with their paws because they're on these wire meshes all the time. When they go to the bathroom, they just go through the, you know, through the onto the floor. So they just come around with power hoses and hose them down, you know, and clean them out. So I'm really, really happy about Shoreview. This is just another one. There are a few more in the state of Minnesota that we're working on. And I want to just thank everybody who was a part of this. And it wasn't just Humane World for Animals. You know, we have Animal Rights Coalition. There's, a dozen other animal welfare groups that really, really care about this and are really, really working hard to get, these ordinances put in place. Some states have more than others, but hey, you know what? We're working on it. And throughout the United States, we're doing it. Just a reminder, when you're adopting a pet, please take time to meet the scared ones and the shy ones.
Yeah.
The ones don't stick out to you. The ones that have boring colors or missing limbs. The ones that look mean. The ones that look mean. The ones with gray muzzles and the frail ones. They have not given up and they just need you. And then once you get them, I'm telling you, you will not even believe how grateful and how happy that you'll make them and you'll make each other.
Absolutely.
So I just want to say that. So.
Hey, I just wanted to say before the show ended, it made me think of when you were with the other group before, Humane Society of the United States, that Jaleesa was a bear.
I think she was a dog. She was a dog. We used to have fundraisers every year. It was a dog.
This is so great because I was thinking about that moment as you were talking, Wendy. So, Jaji, the fact that you just brought that up blows my mind.
Mm-hmm. Every year we'd have a fundraiser, and I think one year we bought this elaborate dog costume, and Jaleesa got into the dog costume and was, you know,
giving out cookies, weren't you?
Something.
Wendy, can I clarify? This was not just a dog costume for all of our listeners. This was a mascot dog costume. It was a full-blown mascot, like you would see, you know, at a sporting event. And
this is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, a new report on how the Trump tax giveaway could cost Wisconsin hospitals up to $4 billion over the next decade. Some won't survive.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. The White House says President Trump will make a decision on potential U.S. strikes on Iran within the next 2 weeks, holding out hope for a diplomatic solution. Meanwhile, cracks in the Iron Dome, more and more missiles coming from Iran are breaking through Israel's defenses. ABC's Ian Pannell is in Tel Aviv.
Many Israelis woke up to the sound of sirens and then this intense barrage of ballistic missiles from Iran, many of them landing here in Tel Aviv, but also others landing down in the south near the city of Be'er Sheva. And in particular, a hospital down there took a direct hit.
Dozens of federal agents in masks and tactical gear were seen today outside the gates of Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. That prompted a response from protesters. ICE says they requested permission to stage in the parking lot. The Dodgers say that request was denied. Severe thunderstorms in the Northeast this evening, lightning and heavy rain along the I-95 corridor. Hundreds of thousands without power at this hour. This is ABC News.